against Harbor Beach, but that one against Harbor Beach was a 37-yard touchdown pass, and he had two touchdown passes against Ubley. So when things get tough, he has the ability to throw the football.
This marks the first time USA and Cassidy have met in the history of the MHSA playoffs, and just the 23rd time all time. Kickoff is in 15 minutes. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
At USA Schools, we take your students' success to heart. When you think success, think USA. What does it take for you and your students to have a successful school year? At USA, success means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and successful community leaders. USA has a strong core with early interventions. It's our mission. It's our promise. A USA school education leads to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. The arts enrich lives and enhance creativity in careers and personal life, and creates a more well-rounded student. USA Schools would like to thank our principals and all of the teaching and support staff for all they do for our students. To enroll, or for more information on USA Schools, go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
Finding someone you can trust with your finances isn't always easy. But with Thumb National Bank and Trust's over 120 years of experience as a hometown bank, it's a breeze. This is Mike LePage, president of Thumb National Bank's Thumb Region. Thumb National has been serving Thumb Area residents since 1895, and with locations in Pigeon, Cass City, Caseville, Bad Axe, and Bay City, it's easy to find a Thumb National location close to you. Stop into one of our many local offices and see why we've been a trusted name in banking in the greater Thumb Area since 1895. With Thumb National Bank, you get the best of both worlds. The friendly service and staff that only a small local bank can offer, and all of the cutting-edge services and features normally only found with a big national, impersonal bank. At Thumb National, we're here to serve you, no matter what it takes. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Cass City, Caseville, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. An equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
At Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring, they sell what they run. Countryside Sales and Service is your closest authorized dealer for Mack trailers and parts, founded by truckers for truckers. Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring has thousands of new and used parts in stock, with emphasis on Kenworth, Caterpillar, and Mack trailers. Open 6 days a week and open late for your fall harvest breakdowns. Visit countrysidemi.com. And Stacks Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, lottery tickets, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and many convenience items. Open 7 days a week. Stacks Market of Owendale. Like a little truck stop, but without the showers.
There is a fifth dimension beyond which is known to man. It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between data and electrowaves. It lies in the pit of a man's fear. This is the dimension of no coverage. An area in which we call the Drop Zone. It is an unwanted and feared dimension. No service, no texting, no tweeting, no way to communicate. It's just you and a device made useless. It's a land of roaming, and even worse, 1X. No one knows what that means, but there is a way to avoid the Drop Zone. Thumb Sailor and their 4G LTE network. The latest smartphones, the best coverage, and no Drop Zone. Make the switch today to Thumb Sailor and live a life of not worrying about the Drop Zone.
Listening to the WLEW Sports Network, your home for high school playoffs and the regular season and everything else in between. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your broadcast tonight. If you were to throw a sugar beet in a direct line between USA and Cassidy High Schools, it would be just 16 miles. For those on their way to USA from the land of Red Hawks, you have two ways to get here. You can either follow the sound of my voice or, for better results, head north on Cemetery Road, then west on Bay City Forestville, past the Octagon Barn, north on Colling Road. A slight jog onto Lang is left on McAlpin, as your Garmin will tell you you have arrived at your destination on the left 20 miles later. In regards to school size, both schools are similar. According to the MHSA registered high school numbers, USA has gained 5 students in the past year to 267. Cass City has dropped from 304 to 288, so just a difference of 21 students in favor of Cass City. In regards to, despite being 16 nautical miles away from each other, tonight is just the 24th time meeting between Cass City and USA high schools in football. They played in 1972 and 1973, but then took a hiatus all the way until 1996 on the eve of the creation of the Greater Thumb Conference, with both being into the Western Division. Since 1996, they have faced each other every year, the Patriots leading the series 16-7, despite Cass City winning the past 4 matchups before this season and 6 of the last 9. In fact, from 96 to 2007, USA won all 12 meetings. Tonight marks the first time that Cass City and USA have ever faced off in the playoffs and the first time playing each other twice in the same season. Through 9 weeks of the season, both Cass City and USA have similar offensive production numbers. The Cass City Redhawks ended the regular season with the 4th most productive offense in the Greater Thumb Conference. The Patriots in the 5 slot, 36 points for Cass City on average, 34 for USA, plus 2 for Cass City. Defensively, the Red, White, and Blue have really turned up the heat and are on the 2nd best defense in the GTC, allowing just 14.67 points. The top spot belongs to Ubley, not far from there. Cass City is not far behind either. Despite allowing just 2 more points, they sit in the 5th position in regards to defense, giving up 16.78 points a game, so plus 2 for USA. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, and they're all over the place on this one, as is our predictions. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University Sports Wagering Department said after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, location, and history, the spread sits for tonight, USA 3.5. Today is the 301st day of the year, meaning 63 days until New Year's Eve. Dave, you have any plans yet?
Same plans you have.
Okay.
Not much.
It was on this day in 1942 that Christopher Columbus discovered the country now known as Cuba. And Dave, that leads me to this week's trivia question.
I'm sure it does.
Oh, yes. The country of Cuba ranks 114th in the world in regards to exports at $2.4 billion. Which includes sugar, nickel, tobacco, fish, medical products, citrus fruits, and coffee. Who is Cuba's largest trading partner?
Cuba's largest trading partner.
Yeah, this has to do with football somewhere.
It clearly does. I guess I would go with the obvious and go with China.
Nah, they're very close. In fact, it's actually our friends to the north, America's hat, Canada. 17.7% of all the exports from Cuba go to Canada. China was number 2 at 16.9%. Venezuela at 12.5%, Netherlands at 9%. So bonus question.
It was 0.8% off.
You're very close. Bonus question for you. On October 17th, 2016, just 11 days ago, I'm sure you're keeping up with the U.S. Treasury news.
I am, yes.
The U.S. Treasury made some amendments to the sanctions that President Obama lifted in late 2014. And they were to further regulate those released sanctions. What was the most notable?
I don't know.
I'm shocked, Dave. I really am. Well, believe it or not, the U.S. Treasury removed the monetary value limitations on imports into the U.S. if it is accompanied in their personal luggage. So you can take as many Cuban cigars, as much rum, as much sugarcane as you want out of Cuba, as long as it can fit in your luggage.
That works.
But don't take my word for it. Might want to check with your customs agent first.
That sounds good.
All right. You might know this one, Dave. The bonus to the bonus question. The premise of the film, The Godfather 2, was based primarily in Cuba around the revolution time. Where was the Havana, Cuba scenes filmed for The Godfather 2? Where were they actually filmed?
I feel like, if I'm not mistaken, one of my old teachers would be upset with me if I didn't know the answer.
You are on the right track.
Then it's definitely the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, that's very correct. John Frutier, our old Spanish teacher in Howard Beach, was actually an extra in the film. He was in the Peace Corps at the time. And he was called in as an extra, and he's actually the agent outside of the U.S. Customs, at U.S. Embassy, allowing American citizens in and keeping everyone else out. And
definitely,
there you go.
You could not have class and not know that fact with Mr. Frutier. So,
Well, as we're getting ready for the national anthem, Dave Hansen, quickly, what are your three keys to tonight's ball game?
Well, starting with Cass City.